Why is lulav not docha Shabbos bechlal? It's only tiltul b'yalma. Some Rishonim learn. Rashi says tiltul b'yalma ain bo tzad yisur elik metaltul eitzim. There's no yisur here at all. Some person moves around eitzim, and since it has a tachlis, so it's not mukta either. The kivinim in a Torah who b'miktish kol shiva lo masrus. Why the Rabbanan ask for it? Mas siag le Torah matzubo. The Rabbanan don't ask for mitzvahs unless there's a siag. So what siag was there by lulav? And the other Rishonim learn, Tosfos amongst them, that tiltul b'yalma means l'maisa, it's only mukta. But it is mukta, since even though it has a Torah, but it doesn't have a Torah's kli on it, it has a din of mukta on it. So, but still, even though it's mukta, out of the mitzvah of the rice, they should have let you be no tululav on Shabbos. So where it says, Omar Rabba, Gzeira Shem Yitlenu B'yodo, Yelech Eitzel Baki Lilmot, Yavirenu Arba Amos B'shus HaRabim. The Hainu time of the shofar, the Hainu time of the Megillah. Okay, the same reason why they asked the shofar on Shabbos, the Megillah on Shabbos. Because everybody is chayiv in lulav, and everybody's chayiv in shofar, and everybody's chayiv in Megillah, but not everybody knows how to do it properly. So afraid that you'll take it to a baki to learn, and you'll forget that it's Shabbos, and you'll carry it arba amos b'shus harabim. See? Lilmod, what do you have to learn with lulav? All you have to do is pick it up. Mianuo o birchoso. You'll have to learn how to be menaneic properly and how to make the bracha properly. So you'll carry it to a baki to learn that, and you'll end up being mechal Shabbos. The avirenu arba amos b'shus harabim. Hu adin demotzi lememer v'yotzienu m'shus harab b'shus harabim. Before you carry it arba amos b'shus harabim, you're going to have to be maverit arba amos b'shus harabim. So why didn't it say that the chash is that you'll carry it arba amos b'shus harabim? So Rashi says, Ela shebarov mekomos v'inyonim amrinim yesh lochush l'avoris arba amos v'in lochush l'otzah. In most situations, you're not going to be chayiv on hotzah, but you are going to be chayiv on maver arba amos. Kigon, im hoyamunat v'karmelis, right? The shofar was in a karmelis, or v'karfeif, or v'gina, the ain't kan yisr hotzah d'oraisa, because not rishus hayochit. So you're not taking it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The Yesh Kan Yisur HaVorah Rishus HaRabim. But once you carry it in the Rishus HaRabim and you stop for a second to rest, and then you continue on, you're going to be over on Maver Arba Amos. But Rishus, you're not, because the shofar wasn't in Rishus HaYochid. I mean, the lulav wasn't in Rishus HaYochid. Oh, Higbiu Amanas Litlo, Velo Lahotzio, or you picked it up in order to be notal, and then you realize you don't know what you're doing. Not to carry it out. So when you picked it up, you didn't have kavana to carry it out, the nimla, and then you had charata, lahotzio, and then you decided to take it out, potter, mishum hotzah. Because when you picked it up, you didn't have intention to carry it out of Rishus HaYochid, so your akira wasn't almanas to be mavir, to be motzi mishus l'shus, so you're not chayiv on that akira. In lo omad lafush bin asayim, unless you stopped to rest before you took it out of Rishus HaYochid. Kidamrim usechet Shabbos. Tosus understands Rashi that even if you didn't stop, you took it out on Almanas, you picked it up from Rishus HaYochid in order to be Yotze, not to carry it out. Then you've changed your mind, you started carrying it out. You're going to be Chayiv for Maver Rishus HaRabim, even though your Akira was not Almanas to be Maverit. Right? Tosus says, not true. You need Akira also, L'Shem Havorah. So it's not going to be any better. But Pashtus, the way I understand Rashi, without any lumdus, some say that Rashi holds not like that. That for Maver, Dalad Amos, Bishus HaRabim, you don't need Kavana. When you picked it up, even if you picked it up with a different Kavana, you're Chayiv for Maver. Because there, what's it called, the Iker isn't the Akira and the Hanacha, the Iker is the Maver. And the Akira and Hanacha are only a Tznai. Masha'en came by Motzi, Mershus, Lershus, the Akira and Hanacha are Mamish part of the Malacha. That's what some say. And things are much kosher the Teretz. Rashi means like this. You picked it up in your house to be notal lulav, and then you forgot, then you, what's it called, decided you're going to carry it to a baki. It's not mistaber that you're going to stop to rest in your house, because you're getting out of your house. No purpose to rest in your house. But now you're going to carry it in Rishus HaRabim, mistaber, you're going to stop at some point to rest for a second. Then you're going to go more for more amas, right, and eventually you'll put it down with kavana. Then you're going to be chayiv. So it's mistaber that the way that you could be chayiv is for maver and not for motzi. Because if you'll pick it up in your house, it's not mistaber that later you're going to rest before you go out to Rishus HaYochid. But it is mistaber, you'll rest in Rishus HaRabim for a second, and then Akira's gufo is Akira's chepet. Just picking up your body with the thing is considered an Akira after you stop resting, and then you're going to be chayiv. Okay. Rashi says another pshat, but also says a pshat is that there's a heker. By Rishus HaYoch, Rishus HaRabim, you remember not to carry. You remember Shabbos, because you'll remember that it's there's here's Rishus HaYoch, there's Rishus HaRabim. But in Rishus HaRabim itself, there's no heker. So there's more chance you're going to forget carrying in Rishus HaRabim than in Rishus HaYochid. And others say that it's talking over here where you're going to carry it from your house through Rishus HaRabim into another Rishus HaYochid to learn, and then put it down. And for that, you're not chayiv. You're motzi from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, derek Rishus HaRabim. But since there was Havara Dalad Amos, and there was an Akira in Rishus HaYochid, and a Hanoch in the other Rishus HaYochid, you're going to be chayiv for Mavir, but not for what's it called, Motzi Rishus Lishus, because the Maisi you start in Rishus HaYochid, you end in Rishus HaYochid. Samara says, so that's the takon of Rabba. They ask, why didn't Rabba make such a halacha, such a zera, even on Yom Tov? According to Beishama, you're not allowed to carry a lulav, right, except to be yotze with it. You can't even carry a lulav. You can't carry a lulav b'chlal. We don't say mitol shehutra v'tzora, hutra shenami lo v'tzora. So according to Beishama, you can't carry on Yom Tov either, except v'tzora chokum nefesh. So it's also to carry a lulav. So why didn't they make zera on Yom Tov? So some say because Yom Tov is only a lav. They only made a gzera for a koris, not for a lav. And others say if they would have asked on Yom Tov, you never could be told no to lulav. The rabbanim can't come along and take away a mitzvah totally. They can take it away when it falls on Shabbos, but totally take away a mitzvah, that they didn't do. And another thing, they ask mila on Shabbos. Why don't they ask for mila on Shabbos? Maybe you'll come to carry the ismo. So there they say a lot of terutzim. One terutz is that by mila, only the moel is Torah. Everybody else is not, so they'll remind him. By Lulav, everybody's Torah, so there's nobody around to remind you. And another answer is that by Mila, it says, Beferish, B'yom Hashmini, Afilu B'Shabbos, because Mila is Taka also. So you need a Pasuk to tell me it's Mutter. Since it says Beferish in the Torah, you can do Mila on Shabbos, the Rabbanan can't answer something where the Torah says Beferish, you can do it. Only can answer something where it doesn't say Beferish, there's no reason why it's also. So then the Rabbanan can answer it. But if it's Beferish in the Torah, the Heter, then the Rabbanan didn't have a koach to answer it.
Okay.
What?
Yeah,
but there's no reason to answer Lulav. So you could say, Bayom HaRishon, right, means every time except Shabbos. But over there, the Yom HaShemini is to come to tell you Dafke Shabbos. Because without that pasuk, it would be Asur on Shabbos. Over here, there's no reason to say it's Asur on Shabbos. So you can say, Bayom HaRishon means on the weekday. But over there, you can't say it means on the weekday, right, Bayom HaShemini. Because the pasuk is coming to tell you specifically it's mutter on Shabbos, so a heter to do it on Shabbos. It's not a, what's it called, it's not stam to tell me the date, right? So you can mekayim the chakran on the Yom HaRishon when it's not Shabbos. But you can't mekayim the drosha by Yom HaShemini except on Shabbos, because that's what the drosha comes to tell me. Okay. Someone says, Ihachi Yom Rishon Nami. If that's the case, then they should have asked it even when the first day falls on Shabbos. Rishon hatakinu le'rabbanim v'veso. No, they made a takana, right, that everybody takes it in their house. Since there's a takana that you have to take in your house, you don't bring it anymore to shul. You don't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You dafka do it in your house, so there's a heker. People remember, I have to do it in my house, so they'll remember that it's Shabbos. One says, ha'tenech achar takana. That's good after the takana that they said, you have to do it in your house. You don't bring it to shul, because people were getting jabbed with the lulav. Kodem takana maikol member. What about before the takana? Why didn't they asher taking, what's it called, lulav on the first day, before they made a takana, that you have to take it in your house? Elarishon de'ise min ha-Torah b'gvulin lo gozu v'rabban. The first day, since it's min ha-Torah, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, so they weren't gozer to mevatel the mitzvah of lulav, it's more chashuv on the first day. Hanav, the less new Minatorah, Bigvulin, Gazu Brabon. The other days, which are not Minatorah outside the Beis HaMikdash, then even in the Beis HaMikdash, there were Gozer the other days. And even though ain't Shvus for Mikdash, that's only a Shvus that has to do with the Mikdash. Here the Shvus has nothing to do with the Mikdash, and therefore what's it called? They are Gozer a Shvus even in the Mikdash. Moshe says, Yehoch Yehidna Nami. If that's the case, today also, we should, what's it called, take lulav on the first day if it falls on Shabbos, and we don't. Right? Hanan lo yadina b'kniya diyarcha. Inu diyadi b'kavasa. We don't know when Yontif is. We keep 2 days Yontif in Chutz Laretz, talking Bavel. Right? So therefore, we're not sure which day is Yontif. And therefore, since it's a Sufik, they didn't want to be, let it be Docha Shabbos. So Mar says, Inu diyadi b'kniya diyarcha litcho. So the people in Eretz Israel that only keep 1 day Yontif, and they know when Yontif is, they should be Docha. Mar says, Enochinami. In Eretz Israel, Lulav is Docha the first day. Okay, we'll see 1 second. The Maskon of the Gemara is not like that, not today, tomorrow, on Sunday. But in any case, according to the Gemara over here, it should be that in Eretz Israel, Lulav the first day is Docha Shabbos, and in Chutz Laretz it's not. Rashi. When they saw that it was coming a sakana, if they brought their lulavim to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Beis HaKnesses, then they, what's it called, they made a sakana, you should take it in the house. Since they know that he can only do it in his house, can't go out of his house to be not the lulav, so he'll remember that Shabbos also. The first day, which is Chayiv, Bain outside the Beis HaMikdash, Bain inside the Beis HaMikdash, there the Rabbanim were not Gozer, not in any place. I mean, you could take Lulav the first day on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash and out. Aval Shara Yomim Sheinu Min HaTorah, Ela B'Mikdash, but the other days where it's only the Rabbanim, after Churban Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the only place it's the Raisa of the other 6 days. Lo chashiv and the tila didu, it's not chashiv enough. It's not something that's across the board. The gozer, there the Rabbanu were gozer. Mishum chumra de Shabbos, af b'mikdash. Vim tomar nimtzu beizim masum makar dovim na Torah. How could the Rabbanu tell you not to do a mitzvah? Ha svina b'yavamas, Mora asks this question in Yavamas, right? Can the Rabbanu be okar a dovim na Torah? V'shanin an shei b'altas eshani. That if they do it, b'shevi al tasa, they don't tell you to be over an issue. But they tell you not to do a mitzvah that they have the power to do. Ihachi nishom de'ishe b'gvulim lo gozer bei. Since the first day is across the board a mitzvah, they weren't gozer. Ho'id nanami, l'tfiyat b'yam tefrisha, that's a Shabbos. Why don't we take lulav the first day if it falls on Shabbos? Mar says, no, in Bavel lo yadiram b'kviya di'archa, sheme ein yam tefad l'macher. Maybe today's not Yontif. The Havi Lan Lamevet Elul Mover. Maybe the month wasn't made properly. And we don't know when the Adam came. So Tosa says that even though Bizman Azeh we know, because we have a calendar, but they made it, they still keep 2 days Yontif as if you don't know. So therefore, the halacha is as if we don't know in Chutz Laretz. So Mara says, Lidchu luhu apizman hazeh. But that's the case. Inhu b'nei Eretz Yisrael shadayim bekatch in Ariyah. But what's it called in Eretz Yisrael where they're still in the kaddish on Ariyah and they shluchim get to every place, so they know when Rosh Chodesh was, and they know when Yontif is. Lidchu luhu apizman hazeh. Right? But my sense not okay. Even Eretz Yisrael, what's it called? Someone says in a chanami in Eretz Yisrael, lulav would be docha Shabbos the first day. D'tanya, right? Chada, D'tani Chada, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, and it's true that what's it called? That is Docha. Why? We have two brises that seem to contradict each other, and the answer to them is that one is talking where the first day fell on Shabbos, and the other one is talking where some other day fell on Shabbos. Tani Chada, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Shecholios B'Shabbos, Kol Ha'om Molichem Es Levem Laharabayis, right? So one Mishnah says on Yom Tov Rishon, everybody brings their lulav to Har Habayis, and you're not the lulav. So you see in Eretz Yisrael, they were not the lulav on the first day. The Tanya Idah, the Beis HaKnesses, says they used to bring it to the Beis HaKnesses. Shema Minah, Kam Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Kam Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Even when the Zman, the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim, since in Eretz Yisrael, they know Kriya Diyarcha, so what's it called? It's Docha Shabbos. Shema Minah. The Isay Minatora Bigbulim in Olam. How do you know that Yom Tov Rishon, Yochayev, to be not Lulav even outside the Mikdash? the Tanya, Lakachtem, Shetehei Lakicha Biyad Kol Echad Echad. First we learn from Lakachtem that everybody has to take Lulav. You can't be Motzi somebody in the Tilas Lulav. Lachem Yishalachem. It has to belong to you. Lahotzias HaShov Es HaGozel. Biyom V'afilu B'Shabbos. Right? On day, even Shabbos. It's not a limud that it's Docha Shabbos. It means there's no reason why it shouldn't be on Shabbos. Rishon Afilu B'Gvulim. Even outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to take lulav on the first day. Harishon melamid sheino docha eliyantif harishon bilvad. Harishon tells me it's only docha Shabbos on the first day, but not the other days. And it's all on a smachta, these things. There's no reason why it can't be docha Shabbos in our Torah at all. You don't need a pasuk to tell me lulav is docha Shabbos. There's no malacha. Right? Masha'en kein, what's it called? By Nila, you need a pasuk. Rashi. V'tanya idach masnisim hi besok pirkin d'leil. The Mishnah in the end of the last parak spoke about bringing your lulav to the Beis HaKnesses. So Vaisos, they didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash because the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around anymore. B'yom afilu b'Shabbos, the mashma kol dehu yom, ukroy yaseiru hu demotzi l'michta barishom. Now there's no reason why you can't be notal lulav on Shabbos. Any day. Rishon Atik Vulim, Lo Mirabuya Dorish, Ela Lakachtem the Yom Rishon, the Lo Pirish Mikdash, Mashra Filabik Vulim. It's not a rebuy. It just says Lakachtem Lakham, the Yom Rishon. It doesn't say in the Beis HaMikdash, so it applies everywhere. Harishon, Hey Miutahi, Kalomar Barishon Lechudehu, Daminaloch Bafa Shabbos. Harishon comes to be Mamayit only on the first days of Docha Shabbos, not the other days. Okay. Omar Mar. Now the Gemara is going to go back and explain what I just told you. B'yom afilu b'Shabbos, michti tiltul b'almahu, itzvichrol mishrei tiltul. What's the havim? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that lulav is mutter on Shabbos? Why should it be also? Amarav alo nitzricho ela l'machshirei lulav. It's coming to tell me that machshirei lulav are docha Shabbos. V'aliba d'haytana, and it goes according to Rebbe Lezer, t'tanya lulav v'cho machshirei dochnes haShabbos to Rebbe Lezer. My time at the Rebbe Lezer, Makra, Biyom Vafilu B'Shabbos. Because he learns Saka, special halacha, Biyom Vafilu B'Shabbos, but it's not to tell me that Lulav is Docha, it's to tell me that Machshirei Lulav is Docha. Rashi says it means even to cut it from the ground. And you can harvest a Lulav on Shabbos to be not the Lulav. So one of the verses says, Rabban and Hai Biyom Avdili, what do they do with it? They hold Machshirei Lulav and not Docha, and for Lulav itself you don't need a pasuk. They learn from that lulav is only noyed by yom and not at night. How does he know lulav is only noyed by yom? How do you know you don't take lulav at night? Should be someah 7 days, days not nights. For Rabbanan, why do the Rabbanan don't learn it from that pasuk? No, if I would only have Shivas Yomim, I would say, let's learn Shivas Yomim from Sukkah. Shivas Yomim by Sukkah includes nights. Because we have a pasuk we'll see later that Sukkah is not only in the day. Sukkah is at night too. Right? Malahalan Yomim af Leilos, Afkan Yomim af Leilos. If I only had Shivas Yomim, I would say learn from Sukkah that it's day and night. Therefore, I need the pasuk b'yom l'kachtem chum b'yom harishon to tell me that lulav is only in the daytime. The Sukkah gufa minalim. How do you know Sukkah is at night? Maybe Sukkah shivas yomim only in the daytime. How do you know it's at night too? And Tosha says it's not enough because teishvu kein toduru, because maybe that mitzvah teishvu kein toduru is only in the daytime. How do you know Sukkah? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Sukkah's teishvu shivas yomim. Yomim vafilu leilos. Sukkah is even at night. Atom or yomim vafilu leilos, or ainu ele yomim velo leilos, maybe not. Maybe shivas yomim means 7 days, only in the daytime. How do you know Sukkah is also no wake at night? V'dinhu. Nemer kan yomim, v'nemer belulav yomim. Right? It says by lulav shivas yomim, and there we say it only means in the daytime. So maybe Sukkah is also, instead of learning lulav, what's it called, that it's dafk in the day, and sukkah is also at night, learn sukkah from lulav that's only in the day. Malahalan yomim v'lo leilos, afkan yomim v'lo leilos. O klach v'derech zu, or maybe not. Nemer kan yomim v'nemer miluim yomim. It says, shivas yomim by miluim. They sat shivas yomim Pesach o'amoid. And there it was day and night. And even though Tosfos says, it wasn't exactly the same thing, because they couldn't sit in the Azorah. What's it called? They couldn't sleep in the Azorah. They had to stand in the Azorah, so they couldn't sleep, surely not. But it means that the mitzvah was basically day and night. When they had to sleep, they went out. But sukkah, you have to sleep a dafka in the sukkah. So it's not exactly the same. And others say that no, there was a special gzeres hakasav, you could sleep in the Azorah during those 7 days. They talk and did sleep in the Azorah. But by meluin, it's surely day and night. Ma'alahalan yomim afleilos, v'afkan yomim v'afilu leilos. So do we learn it from meluim, or do we learn it from lulav? Is sukkah only by yom, or even by laila? Nira l'midon. Let's see which it's more comparable to. To lulav, or to meluim. Donim dover shemitzvasu kol hayom, midover shemitzvasu kol hayom. By meluim, the mitzvah was to sit all day. It wasn't a one-time thing. Sit 1 second, and you're finished. You have to sit all day. Sukkah also is a mitzvah all day. It's not a one-time thing, going to the sukkah and your yotze. You have to sit in the sukkah the whole time. Teishvu kein taduru. V'ayuchiyav dover shemitzvasu shachas. But lulav, once you know to it once, ulekachtem your yotze. It's a hinder mitzvah to hold on to it more. But what's it called? But that's not a mitzvah the whole day. It's one time during the day. In fact, some say that that inyan of holding it all day is only if you didn't put it down. Because then it's a hemshich from that one thing. So you're taking it once is a long taking. But if you put it down, there's no inyan to pick it up again. You did it once, finished. There's no mitzvah to do it again. Same thing with matzah, anything where the Torah said, one kezayis. After you eat a kezayis, there's no more mitzvah. But if it's all in one eating, then you can make the mitzvah bigger. But once you stop, that's it, you finished. You did it once, you finished. That's the mitzvah. Mashenkin sukkah is not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing thing. And meluim is ongoing. So therefore, it's more dome as sukkah to meluim. O klach l'derech zu, maybe not. Donin dover shemitzvasu l'doros, mi dover shemitzvasu l'doros. V'ayuchichu meluim she'en lo'ag l'doros. Sukkah and lulav are mitzvahs l'doros. Meluim was a one-time thing in history. So maybe better to learn from a mitzvah that is ongoing than a mitzvah that is one time in history. Talmud Lomar, teishvu, teishvu l'gzeres shavu. Einoch enami. If we had to just learn it stam, we'd have a question, what's more domet? More domet to lulav, or more domet to miluim? But we have a gzeres shava. Teishvu shivas yomim, by miluim, and basukas teishvu shivas yomim. So it's a gzeres shava, nemer kan teishvu, and nemer miluim teishvu, malahalan yomim afleilos, afkan yomim bafilu leilos. Therefore we learn that sukkah is even at night. Mashein kein lulav, you need a pasuk to tell me by yom, and not at night, not to learn it from sukkah, Rashi. Itzvich krol l'mishpei tiltu drabonim. Why need a pasuk to tell me b'yom afilu b'shabbos? There's no reason in the world to think it should be also on Shabbos. It's only tiltu. Adayin lo nesu tiltu ba'olam. Ubo akosu v'atir okan. From here, this Rashi is mashma that it's muktzah. But muktzah wasn't yet also. So why don't we need a pasuk in the Torah to tell me that you can be note the lulav? There was no iser muktzah at the time when the Torah was given. So this is the rabbanon. L'machshirei lulav, bo hakosu l'medcha, shemachshirei lulav dofenes ha-shabbos. Kolomar tikuneho, v'afilu l'kotzitzo min ha-mechuber l'ogdo. And why does Rashi say l'ogdo? So some bring a raya from here that you can't be note the lulav if it's connected to the ground. Right? There's no place where it says it has to be tolish. So why don't you go to a palm tree and put the esrog next to the lulav and the hadassim and aravos together and shake the lulav in the tree.
That's not lakicha.
Who said? Who said you can't be lokeach something? Who said you have to pick it up? You have to shake it. So you have to move it.
Shaking,
you have to move it. So those says you. Or even better, I'll tell you, have an otzitz nakuv, which is considered connected to the ground, pick it up. Not 10 tvachim off the ground, but 3 tvachim off the ground. So then you picked it up and it's still connected to the ground. So some say in the Chanami, that's why Rashi said a lo'ogdo. Because this can only go, according to Rambam Yomar, who says, lo tzorich eged, and you can't be ogated when it's mechuber l'karka. Then it's not called eged, because it's mechuber to the karka, it's not mechuber to the other meaning. But according to Rambam Yomar, says, lo ain't tzorich eged, you don't need that to take it off the ground. that you wouldn't be allowed to take it off the ground because you don't need to do it. It's not Docha Shabbos, even the Makshirim. Only Makshirim you need to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. And others say that the Taki can't be Yotzei Lulav. If it's connected, you must take it off the ground. The Nemer Lahalan Yomim Belulav. Ma Lahalan Yomim Velo Leilos, Kedasi B'Yom Arishon. B'Miluim Dechsi, U'Pesach O'Emoi, Teish V'Yomam V'Layla. Sukkah Mitzvasa Kol Hayom, U'Miluim Mitzvasa Kol Hayom, Leishe Bazor, V'Shelo Lotzeis. The Mitzvah was the whole day to stay there. Kedasi V'Mipesach O'Emoi, Lo Seitzu Shivas Yomim. The Nemer Teish V'Yomam V'Layla, Shivas Yomim. Teishu yomam v'layla, the lulav mitzvaso shoachas. Lulav is only once a day. Shalom nemer bo el lakicha. One time you're lokeach, you're yotzei.